Hey, thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about a multiple buyer scenario.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've got a market where it's not uncommon to see more than one buyer approach a property at the same time or closely aligned. So, for example, I put an ideal property out in the marketplace just under $200,000 in Bethel Danabo on Friday of last week. And what I found was I had someone saying, I think I'm going to write an offer Saturday morning. Another party said Saturday afternoon, I think I'm going to write an offer. So then I needed to look on behalf of my seller and say, okay, there's going to be more than one opportunity in front of them. How do I keep those parties interested, handle their offer respectfully, and get the best opportunity out of it for my seller?
I know with commercial real estate, in instances when I know I'm going to get multiple offers, it is interesting if you can convince your seller who would be looking at those offers, why don't you leave town for 3 or 4 days so that we have an opportunity to see as many offers as possible. However, that first person, the first person to the door, deserves respect and their offer presented first. Maybe in sequence of how they're received. But I also need to tell you that all offers will be reviewed before an offer is accepted or even countered to.
It's a foot race just to get into the game. It's not a foot race to get the property. And there is some confusion out there. People say, well, I got my offer in first, so I should have the house. That's not what it is. It's still going to be a review. So in residential, what a lot of the realtors are doing to try to even the playing field is setting a date that says by 10 a.m. on Monday, we'll review all offers that are in the hands of the seller or the seller's realtor.
That's a wise move. Now, that's going to tick off those, particularly with a tax-deferred exchange in my specialty. They want to corner a property. They want to corner it quickly because they have a very limited period of time in which to operate. And if they announce that they've got an exchange, I'm going to ask a number of questions. Has it closed? How much money do you have, etc.? Prove to me that you're a qualified buyer. And if you are, and you are ringing the bell, I will present the offer as quickly as I possibly can. You deserve that respect. At the same time, if other offers come in, we may not accept all offers immediately when they come in, I guess is my point.
It's quite a juggle, but what you're looking for is the strongest opportunity as a seller and then looking at the price and terms to follow. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.